We are Simian, the Evolutionary Collective. And we are communicating with you from a spiritual realm in order to discuss your question about how to communicate with the spiritual realm. Interestingly enough, firstly, you must begin to understand that, in fact, everything that exists is the spiritual realm. And until you understand this in some form or another, you will not recognize that you are always and constantly communicating with the spiritual realm, because that is all that is, and that is what you are. And when you acknowledge this, your world changes, you see. And so it is your beliefs about the spiritual realm as being something separate from what you are that causes you to not communicate with this aspect of yourself, of what you really are. So if you wish to open this communication that you have blocked by your thinking, you must first change that very thinking. As you are all spiritual beings, and all that is of a spiritual nature. And when we say spiritual, and when you say it, what do you mean by it in the first place? Consider this, because when you are asking this, you are assuming or presuming that the spiritual is separate somehow from you, or that it is somewhere else. You see, so contemplate your understanding of this firstly. Because when we refer to spiritual, we refer to all that is, as spirit is the energy of the universe. And that is what all is. Spirit is consciousness, and consciousness is spirit. And everything that you experience in your reality is actually simply an expression of that spirit consciousness. And thus, if you wish to communicate with your spiritual knowing, that is the knowing of your consciousness that is aware of what it really is and what all is as a part of the universe, then you will begin to rethink what it is that you are experiencing presently as a human being within what you perceive to be a physical reality. But this reality that you live within is an expression of your spiritual being. And very important to note, is that all that you experience in your physical reality is your communication with the spiritual realm. We say this in another way. Your experience is your communication with the spiritual realm. When you begin to recognize this, you see that you are always in communication, and you begin to pay attention to that communication. And are there beings that you do not see that are communicating with you as you experience this physical reality? And the answer is yes, but you do not pay attention. And this may be related to your question. Well, you want to experience those that are elsewhere and that you do not see in your physical reality. But if you pay attention, you will note that there are constantly beings from all over the universe, as you might perceive, or other dimensions that are actually in the same space and time as you right now, that are communicating with you within your reality, within your senses, within what you experience. There are those like brothers and sisters in your present metaphor of reality that are also brothers and sisters in other dimensions, as you would perceive it to be. But remember that all is actually one. So you are all in the same space and time, and you can communicate within your reality with those that are seemingly of another reality. And you might perceive these as spiritual beings or guides from other dimensions or angelic beings, angels, if you will. And there are many types of beings that are also very spiritual beings. And they communicate with you within your reality because you are spiritual and this is your spiritual realm. There is not a separation. Once you recognize this, you know that all of these other beings, guides, angels, extraterrestrials, as you might call them, other dimensional beings, are with you always and will communicate with you within your present experience. They are not to be communicated with somewhere else or through some spooky means. You understand. You need to begin to recognize that they are always communicating with you, and you are always communicating with them. Pay attention to where you actually are in your reality, instead of trying to go beyond it to communicate. The doors are already open to you. Now, how might this appear? How might a communication within your everyday life be experienced? Well, this is for you to observe. Because once you acknowledge that you are not separate from the spiritual realm, you begin to see that everything around you is an expression of your spiritual realm. And if you are open to communicating with others that are in other dimensions and other realities as you perceive, then they will be seen within your spiritual realm. In other words, look to the metaphor of your life, what is happening around you. And when you ask for connections, you will not hear it in a spooky way within your subconscious mind somehow. You can see it in the symbols that appear in your life, in the metaphor of your physical reality. So if you are asking for guidance, instead of waiting for some surreal experience that pops into your head, so to speak, think of what is around you. What are you being shown in your metaphor of life? Are you being shown birds? Do they come up when you ask certain questions? Are you being shown difficulty and struggle? And are you fighting against something? What is this telling you? How could you see this differently? How could you change your spiritual realm? And if you want to communicate with those that are there to assist you, which there are many, then you ask for assistance and understand that it will come within your physical reality. It is not separate from your experience of spiritual beingness. So you can see your messages within your experience of life. So you can ask a question and you may get the answer from a friend. And that is a spiritual communication through the metaphor of your reality. It may come from a guide, maybe some being that you have lived many lives with. It may come from an angel, because you all have them around you in some way or another, because that is their task as beings. And it may come from a higher aspect of yourself or a friend from a higher aspect of yourself that may exist as an extraterrestrial being. But does it matter? If you are truly open and your imagination is intact still after being diminished for so many years, you may actually be able to start to imagine and see the other realms that exist. And you may see them in your mind's eye, the extraterrestrial that you have been and are on some level of existence. You may feel the energy of the angels. And you may feel the energy of nature's spirits that also will communicate with you. The level to which you are aware is up to you. The level to which you are aware of various types of energies in the so-called spiritual realm is up to you. But firstly, you must acknowledge that you are already there. You are the spiritual realm. And as you develop as a being with in your consciousness, as you expand your awareness, then you understand more clearly that you are part of the spiritual realm, and then these what you see now as being separate will no longer feel separate. And beings that have evolved into what you may call various dimensional realities have this acknowledgement, are aware that they are not separate from any other aspect of creation. And they readily communicate with their angelic guides. And they readily communicate with beings from other dimensions without having to have them directly within their metaphor of their present reality. You see, because you have chosen to experience this world, you have chosen to experience who you are within this particular spiritual metaphor. So instead of looking outside of it and thinking that it has to be separate from your physical reality, look the other way around and say, how is my physical reality an expression of my spirituality? You see? And recognize that your consciousness is what is influencing how you perceive your reality, how you are able to communicate with what you are experiencing, on what level you are able to do that is all a matter of your belief system, transcending the belief that you are separate from everything, and developing the awareness that everything that you experience is you, is your spiritual realm. Does this not take on a very different perspective when you consider it this way? As you wake up every single day of your life, acknowledge that this is your spiritual realm. What do you wish to be within it? What type of communication will you decide to allow? How will you decide to perceive the symbology, the beauty, of what you have before you as an expression? If it is struggle, how will you choose to perceive that metaphor? And what will you decide to do with it? And if you decide you would like to communicate with your brethren of whatever sort that is always around you, that may not be seen, how will you do so? Will you allow it, firstly? And how can you bring that about within the expression of your daily experience? Because you are not going to pop out into another reality when you communicate with your spiritual brothers and sisters. They are going to communicate with you within your present expression. And they are going to show you what you need to see within this expression. So if you are too busy thinking that they are going to have to appear like an angel from the sky or beam in from a spaceship, then you will not be enlightened by them. because they are going to communicate with you within the reality that you have chosen at present. And so that is where you must look for your communications. Your communication may come through something you see randomly. You are guided to see it if you are asking, you see? The synchronicities are no synchronicities, in the sense that they are not accidents. There is meaning there. So everything that comes before you is a communication with your spiritual realm, for your spiritual guidance and education and enlightenment. So what will you do with all of the messages that you are receiving every single day of your life? And if you are feeling despair and dismay, what is the message in that? What are you trying to tell yourself? What are your guides trying to tell you? If you are feeling that way, use that guidance system that your emotions allow for you to feel when something is off. It is your meter. And your guides will communicate with you that way. And your spiritual realm is communicating with you that way. You see. And you, in turn, are communicating with your brothers and sisters all over the universe in this way. You are giving them your story by your frequency. So what message do you wish to relay to the universe as well? And which messages do you wish to them to relay to you? So once again, we will say the most important thing for you to realize is that you are the spiritual realm. It is not separate from you. Don't go looking for it somewhere else. Look for it within your own existence. Be your spiritual self, and you will see everything in the spiritual realm. You will see all that is around you as the spiritual realm. And every flower, and every tree, and every car, and every person, and everything in your life, every sound, every movement will become a message of your spiritual reality. So your answer is, will you choose to communicate with your spiritual realm? With all the spiritual realm, with the spiritual realm that is on your frequency. Will you choose to? The how will come when you choose to. Acknowledge your spiritual self within all the spiritual existence that surrounds you. Something for you to contemplate, and it will open all the doors of your existence, and every question will be answered. Follow the guidance that is within and around you. All your guides are communicating with you every day, every moment of your life, if you care to listen and observe their guidance. And your own. And we hope that it will be so for you.